Leonard Cohen and hit him up style and political world. Backing me up right now, it's a tone poem from the first Tone Poems album by David Grisman and Tony Rice, is Wildwood Flower. We're going to be continuing now with a little jazz, and then a little bit later in the set, the next set, we're going to be hearing more from Professor Dan Dennett's 2009 Harvard talk on Religion as a Natural Phenomena, where he's going to talk more about parasitic hijackers in religion. But first, oh yeah, we're going to have Jill Scott in the next set and some more Japanese music with Tomoko Sunazaki. But first, let's start off with the Brazilian jazz singer Astrud Gilberto. Yeah, it might as well be spring, because it is.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumping as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I have spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I'm as starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Why should I have spring fever when I know it isn't spring? I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well. That it might as well be spring. Spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. That it might as well be spring. Dee dee doo doo.
I love you.
Feeling the way I do, it's hard to keep focus. 1 minute staring at the moon, next into your eyes, it's no surprise that my knees weaken at the lovely words you're speaking. Oh, more than diamonds to woo me. La 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 la. It takes more than money to groove me. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Feeling the way I do, it's hard to keep focus. 1 minute staring at the moon, next into your eyes. And it's no surprise that my knees did waken from the lovely words you're speaking. La 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 la. It takes more than diamonds to woo me. La 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 la. It takes more than money to move me. More than ooh, material things. La 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 la. It takes more than diamonds to move me. La 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 la. It takes more than money to groove me. La 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 la. It takes more get me where I need to go. Don't stop the flow. La 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 la. Woo 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 woo. La 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 la.
Are we?
Plastic.
Strawberries.
こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
parasite that infects the brain and induces suicide on behalf of a cause other than one's own genetic fitness. Signifies submission to the will of Allah. But it's not just Islam. Christianity, too, has a similar theme.
Doors asleep, past shadows dark and deep. My mind dances and leaps in confusion. I don't know what is real, I can't touch what I feel, and I hide behind the shield of my illusion. So I'll continue to pretend my life will never end. And flowers never bend with the rainfall. The mirror on my wall casts an image dark and small, but I'm not sure at all it's my reflection. I'm blinded by the light of God and truth and right, and I wander in the night without direction. So I'll continue to pretend my life will never end, and flowers never bend with the rainfall. No matter if you're born to play the king or pawn, for the line is thinly drawn between joy and sorrow. So my fantasy becomes reality, and I must be what I must be and face tomorrow. So I'll continue to pretend my life will never end, and flowers never bend with the rainfall.
Who is it?
Asthma.
Asthma?
That's right, asthma.
You must have the wrong house. Who's there?
West Nile Virus. Can I come in?
No, you can't come in.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Yes.
Hello, it's Lyme disease.
I am not opening the door for Lyme disease.
I'll be back.
Who is it now?
$5 billion in property damage.
What do you want?
I'm just spreading the love, ma'am.
Go away.
When household pests are in your home, you never know what kind of health and property threats they're going to invite over. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the National Pest Management Association. Visit pestworld.org to become more aware of the serious threats common household pests like mice, roaches, and termites can pose to your health, your home, and your family.
Spring has sprung here in the greater Boston area, and we're celebrating it here tonight on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community and even sometimes Educational Radio, as it was in that last set, which kicked off with the Brazilian jazz singer Astrud Gilberto, It Might As Well Be Spring. And then it was Jill Scott with Spring Summer Feeling, followed by Tomoko Tsunazaki, a Japanese artist, and Haru no Umi, The Spring Sea, mixed in with some more excerpts of Tufts professor Dan Dennett's 2009 Harvard talk on religion as a natural phenomenon. And then it was Simon and Garfunkel, Flowers Never Bend with the Rainfall. And we concluded with a public service message about the threats of pests. Natural pests, although. Right now, we're actually into our next set. This is from Vangelis. It's his movement number 3. Of soil festivities, and essentially what we're doing for the next, is it a half hour? Yeah, actually this is a little over a half hour long set, and we're going to be hearing to the conclusion this movement 3 of soil festivities. And then I'm going to play for you a song I composed on my reverse Bumblebee stereo ultra bass guitar. Reverse Bumblebee meaning it's a yellow guitar with black Van Halen stripes, as opposed to the original Bumblebee, Eddie Van Halen's, which was a black guitar with yellow stripes. So yeah, that's what I did to one of my yellow guitars here. And that's First Spring Rainstorm we're going to be hearing. And then I'm going to play for you Movement 4, Vangelis's Soil Festivities. And then I'm going to play for you a second composition called Another Spring Rainstorm. The idea with a stereo ultra bass guitar is that it's got the bass string is from a bass guitar substituting. So it's got a total of a 3-octave range from the low string to the high string. And then I angle the 2 of the pickups so they each pick up more or less 3 strings only. Well, all that is coming up for you next as we'll just get back into this Vangelis on WMFO in Medford. You're in the midst of a two-hour-long sound collage here on WMFO. Yes, the plastic sushi, strawberries, and thyme sound collage. Our theme is Spring Has Sprung. And you heard Vangelis's Soil Festivities Movement 3, followed by a composition I made, a first spring rainstorm played on my reverse bumblebee custom-made stereo ultra bass guitar. And then it was Vangelis's Soil Festivities Movement 4, followed by another of my compositions played on that same guitar, Another Spring Rainstorm. And the thing about this is, instead of like a monophonic guitar where all the six strings go to the same output, on stereo ultra bass guitars, each three sets of three strings is kind of its own instrument. And I've learned how to play with my thumb and index finger, using one for each group of the three strings, more or less. So, as the show winds down here, I'm going to play you all of this Movement 5 of Soil Festivities from Vangelis, and then I'm going to play for you my Plastic Sushi Richard Feynman Hiroshima and Hank Fonts Mandingo Tribeswoman remix of the Armenian the Duke player Jivan Gasparian's Lovely Spring. And that'll be coming up for you in probably about 4 minutes. And then I think we'll close out the show with Lionel Hampton and Charles Mingus. It might as well be spring, because it is here on WMFO. Oh, yeah, and let me mention again, we're in the midst of our donation drive. So just go to WMFO.org and click the donations drive text up at the top and check out all the return gifts we'll give you for your money.
regard to moral questions, I do have something I would like to say about it, because the original reason to start the project, which I had, which was that the Germans were in danger, started me off on a process of action, which was to try to develop this, first the system in Princeton, then at Los Alamos, to try to make the bomb work. All kinds of attempts to redesign, to make it a worse bomb, or whatever, and so on, and all working all this time to see if we could make it go. And so it was a project in which we all worked very, very hard and all cooperating together. And with any project like that, you continue to work trying to get success, having decided to do it. But what I did immorally, I would say, was not to remember the reason that I said I was doing it, so that when the reason changed, which was that Germany was defeated, not the single thought came to my mind at all about that, that that meant now that I have to reconsider why I'm continuing to do this. I simply didn't think, okay? I remember, perhaps I was blinded by my own reaction. It was a very considerable elation and excitement. And there was kind of parties and people got drunk and it would make a tremendously interesting contrast of what was going on in Los Alamos at the same time as what was going on in Hiroshima. I was involved with this happy thing and also drinking and drunk and playing drums, sitting on the hood of the bonnet of a Jeep and playing drums and excitement running all over Los Alamos at the same time as the people were dying and struggling in Hiroshima.
Say, not naming any names or any of that stuff, and with no thought of any ego involvement in this, just something came naturally. But I wonder how many people can come close to even one of these situations. For instance, let us say that I've had quite an association a while back with a 17-year-old a West African Mandingo tribeswoman from Liberia, and wasn't my idea. I mean, I certainly wasn't resisting it, but we'd be driving along somewhere, and she'd say, "Why do men like to fondle women's breasts?" She'd keep asking questions like that, and then hiking her dress up to the ceiling. So after a while, I said, "What do you want?" And, "Sister, I've got it. That's what you like, and I'm not resisting it." Anyway, that's the way that went. She was quite a scholar, too. Funny part of it, she got the best marks in her class in high school when I had met her a few months ago, before then, when I was giving a talk at the high school.
Listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage. That's right. It's no mere radio program. It's been a sound collage with all those audio clips from Professor Dennett and Nobel Prize winning physicist Richard Feynman in that song with Jivan Gasparian and Hank Fonts. And don't forget the WMFO donations drive, and if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind a motorized vehicle, because people die that way. And the Mystic River Reservation is just an outstanding place, so close to Somerville and Medford and Tufts University, to experience nature. And spring now is a wonderful time of the year to do it. Although every time of year, pretty much every week of the year, I'm on the Mystic River Reservation out running. Thanks so much for listening. I expect to be back again next week with another sound collage for you here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. We'll be right back.